This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. Hi,
this is the DJV program. It's not like getting a stick poked in your eye. It's kind of a, it's a nice way for us to spend time together. Even if some of the things that we focus on are not the greatest, we really do have a great life. I think we all live in a safe society. Be thankful you're not in Afghanistan, maybe other places as well. Being in America is safe for the most part. Not necessarily always in the big cities, but I think it, in comparison, for me anyway, it feels like it's safe.
You live in a nice area.
Yeah.
Secure.
Yeah. I'm a plain geek, and Victoria and I were talking about something that's being done by some of the package shipping outfits. And so, you know what I did, Victoria?
What?
I looked up what sort of planes they're using to power the fleet that's bringing the Amazon packages to their hub. And whether or not people realize this, the fleets of planes that are used by FedEx and DHL and UPS and now Amazon are very large in scope. And they have something in, well, actually, the fact that Amazon is using 737s is unique. That hasn't been done. They've used 727s. They take older planes that have been in service as airliners, and they convert them. There are a couple of places in the country. One of them is Miami. One of them is in Arizona. They take planes that have been used for passenger service, take all the seats, they convert them so they can be used for service in hauling packages back and forth. And they don't get the same kind of usage because most of them are only going to take, they have one flight in each direction a day. Let's say they're in Los Angeles, they fly to Memphis, or in this case, what Amazon has just done is opened up a huge, huge, huge warehouse at the airport in Cincinnati. So the planes, the average plane, they have 737s and 767s that they've taken from fleets that have retired these 737s, for example. The average one is 20 years old, which is kind of young for a 737. But what people were doing, and this is why it has some relevance to people, the average flyer, is that a lot of people were retiring their 737s early. Boeing gave them an enhancement to do it because they wanted them to buy the MAXes. So oftentimes, if you have a plane and you want to turn it, like turning in a car, okay, we'll give you a little more for your plane because we want you to take the MAX. And that's what they did. Now you see how that's hiccuped. And so people have stopped trading in the 737s. But in the meantime, the folks at Amazon managed to grab 30 of them. And they're about, as I say, the average about 20 years old. So that's fairly young for 737. They're all 800s, and those were the largest of the 737s. So it'd be good for cargo planes. And then they have 49 Boeing 767s, most of which were just retired. The only airline that's retired all their 767s is American. And so what they did is take all of them, and they've converted them to cargo planes. And most of these planes, though, are 25 years old, some of them 29, some of them 30 years old. But I just think it's rather interesting. When you look at FedEx, they've got a lot of DC-10s, planes that are 40 years old, planes that are 45 years old. Here's a 737-300, one of the earlier ones. It's 32 years old. And they don't really, you don't see any Airbuses on these lists for one reason. The Airbus, which is made by the European Consortium, and I have long since called it a crap can, although pretty much every plane in American's fleet now, it's hard to escape riding an Airbus 321. But they are not well made, and they don't last. If you get 20 years out of one of those planes, that's a lot. So hats off to Boeing for making a better plane and for it being the plane of choice of all these cargo carriers because they last a long time. So even though we have a little bit of we have some sticker, it's not sticker shock. What do you call it when you like the when the Boeing Max people see that they don't want to fly on it? I don't blame you. I don't much want to either. I notice Americans kind of quietly put their Maxes in both Miami and Dallas, and that's it. The 737s are not as prominent as they used to be at all. But the united purchase of all of the Maxes that were made during the shutdown, I think, is fairly interesting. They must have done some research, wouldn't you? You know, really, wouldn't you think that you would? They must have asked people, or somehow or other, they must have done something, because this is you buy 260 planes in one fell swoop. And people say, well, I'm not going to fly on that. You think there is some of that? I think you said, Victoria, that there was they don't want to fly on United for, I guess, a number of reasons, mostly because they suck as an airline. But
right. They're terrible.
Yeah. So maybe it doesn't make any difference for you whether you get onto a 737 MAX or not.
Well, I'd prefer not to be on a MAX, right, until we know that everyone's flying them all the time and their safety record is on par with other models.
They're like the Southwest fleet is all 737s, always has been, and they've said they would keep it that way. But they've converted the MAX orders back to 900s, so they're not quite as fuel efficient, but people feel better about being on them, the Boeing 737-900. Meanwhile, talking about Boeing, their Starliner astronaut capsule apparently is not ready to go into service, right? Is that what this is? There trouble? What's the problem? Is it the rocket or is it the Starliner itself? I noticed they've gone back to the factory to do some modification to it, but how would they know how it's going to perform unless they actually launch it?
Well, because they were trying, they've been going through like some troubleshooting with it because this is the second or third time now it's been delayed. So this is a valve issue and they can't fix it with software, so it has to go back to wherever it was being built. And so this is just going to delay everything farther.
Yeah. Well, Boeing's had a tough couple of years. Hopefully they're going to come out of it one way or the other. All right, so here, you want some good news on top of the good news?
Sure.
Or bad news on top of the bad news? You get
to
choose, Jennifer. Good
news?
Good
news.
Or bad news?
Something different for once. Good news.
Okay. The final season of Grace and Frankie. You're both big fans of that show, right?
I am. I don't
Never seen an episode, but
never.
Thanks for the good news.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, okay. For you, then?
Oh, for me, I was excited.
Yeah, you were excited. Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Martin Sheen, Sam Waterston. I didn't know Peter Gallagher was in it.
Jane Fonda. Well, he's Grace's husband now. She has remarried, and so Peter Gallagher is her husband, Nick.
I thought they were gay.
What?
Huh? Oh, no, it's Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston who were gay.
There you go.
But Jen's never seen the show.
I've never seen it, but I got it.
Yeah. Peter Gallagher is her new husband.
Got it.
More than one.
This is the last season. Why did they decide to stop doing it after, 4 or 5 years? Because it's very popular. They couldn't come up with good scripts.
Yeah, I mean, it's typically Netflix only does like 2 or 3 seasons for a show, but this will be season 7. So I guess they figured it's probably expensive, and it's already the longest running series, Netflix original. So the story, though, that we didn't get to is that they dropped the first 4 episodes as a surprise on over the weekend.
Surprise!
So, yeah, the final 12 episodes will be released next year.
Okay. All right, so there you go. Now, Jennifer, for your benefit.
Yes.
There's a bit. No, this is good news. People who drink moderate amounts of wine appear to be less likely. Okay, well, let's see. Maybe there's a gradient issue here. The study suggests that people who drink wine are less likely to develop cataracts that need surgery.
You know, maybe... you know what? You might be onto something here.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what.
Well,
we'll save that. Or you're seeing double already when you drink too much wine. So when I was, when I had my detached retina, which was in 2016, I think that was right, they told me that in 2 years, the doctor said, in about 2 years, you might need to have cataract surgery. Now, it's been 5 years, and I haven't needed that surgery yet. Knock on wood.
So the wine is working.
So maybe the wine is working. Thank you, Victoria. That's exactly what I was getting at.
There you go. I like it. I like
it. But the in the same study, the effect on men drinking wine in terms of being able to make love is not...
I know.
But the...
Wait. They had to do a study to show that men who drink too much wine are no good in the bedroom?
Like, wine and beer affect men's performance.
Just talk to us.
Apparently.
We can tell you about it.
Right. Like, we need a study on that?
Well, what has happened to science? I mean, what are they doing?
Okay, so science has come up with the history to this point of men taking Viagra. For those of you who want your man to stay around longer, I don't mean longer. I mean,
okay.
No, you know what I mean.
You mean like overall longevity?
Yes, right.
Okay.
Men who take Viagra regularly appear to live longer and have a lower risk of having heart attacks.
Yeah, because it's basically like a blood pressure medicine. That's what it's a. That's what,
that doesn't it increase
stuff,
your blood pressure.
I mean, sildenafil is what. Yeah, sildenafil is what Viagra is really called. And so sildenafil is a blood pressure medicine that helps your heart not work as hard. So and the side effects happen to be
How do you know all this stuff, Victoria?
The reason I know this is because my beloved Chihuahua was on sildenafil.
Wait.
He had a heart condition.
Not where I thought.
Not even
going,
joking.
But okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Cooper was on sildenafil for the last couple of years of his life, and my good friend is his cardiologist, and so that's how I know. He goes, it's Viagra, but it doesn't have the same effect on dogs. They don't get any happy time out of it.
Right.
It's just the blood pressure effects.
All right, there it is, boys and girls. You heard it here first, I hope. It's 18 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Gonna miss you around here, Iris.
Olivia's best optometry technician is going back to school.
Did we get that new friend?
Her eye is already twitching about finding a replacement.
Ugh, this can't keep happening. We're gonna have to cancel appointments.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year. I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trending time now at 23 past the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. The thing in Haiti has gotten a lot of attention, continues as things continue to develop there, that earthquake. I will tell you, and I asked you about this a little bit ago, who Travis Barker is. You'll have to take that one. Jay is not feeling well. That's why she's not here. So Victoria and Jennifer can take over, because I don't know if
we educate Doug today
about Travis Barker. Right.
Well, yeah. Travis Barker is the drummer in Blink 182. They were a really popular pop punk band in the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah.
And so Travis, they were famously in a plane crash that he survived, and it left him completely traumatized, and he swore he would never fly again. That was back in 2008. But then he's now dating and seems to be very much in love with Kourtney Kardashian, and so he just flew for the first time since 2008 in Kylie Jenner's private jet. They're down in Mexico, so now he, I guess, has a whole new lease on life.
How did the two of them meet? And
I don't
this
know.
Is serious.
I think they're neighbors.
I think they've known each other, right? The
yeah,
families
they've known
have
each
known
other.
Each other. Kim, I think, was friends with him for a while.
Yeah, I think they live near each other, and both of them happen. I guess they've always really liked each other, but they've both been with other people, and they just happened to find themselves single. And according to what they post around, I mean, they've got a pretty hot relationship. So
yeah.
It looks like they're
How old is she?
She's about 42.
She's the oldest.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah.
And how old is he?
45.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Next, Deborah Winger decided she didn't. I didn't know that she was in the cast. Did you know she was in the original cast of A League of Their Own, but she didn't like Madonna, so she quit?
I didn't know that. Eventually,
is this
the role that she was initially playing was Dottie, which was taken over by Gina Davis. Gina
mm-hmm.
Davis was great in this movie.
Yes,
so
she was.
I feel like it's one of those things where it just wasn't meant to be. You know, like this, it was meant to be Gina
what
Davis.
What has Deborah Winger been in lately? Since Officer and a Gentleman, that's the last
question.
Thing I can think. Huh? What is?
That's
what
a
is
good
she
question.
Done? Wasn't she married to Steven Spielberg first? I think she was his first wife.
Timothy Hutton.
She was married to Timothy Hutton?
Yes.
But she's married now to Timothy Hutton.
She was married to Timothy Hutton, yes.
So who was Spielberg's first wife? As long as we're in the gossip department here.
Why do you ask these crazy questions?
I know.
Because I want to know. Deborah Winger,
then
I'm confusing
then Google
her with
it yourself.
then some,
who cares who Steven Spielberg's first wife was?
You can
Google it on your time.
Who was it? Kate Capshaw?
That's his current wife.
She's married to him now.
So he's had two. It looks like, according to Wikipedia, Steven Spielberg was married to Amy Irving and Kate Capshaw.
Ah, that's it. I've always confused Amy Irving. You know who she is?
No.
Wow.
Why don't you tell us? I don't know. Question. Deborah Winger has been working consistently. She, in 2021, she's got a bunch of different things that she's, Mr. Corman, which is a series with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. She's in 4 episodes of that. Ultra City Smiths, she's in 6 episodes of that. So apparently she's still very much a working actress.
I think that Amy Irving and Deborah Winger look a lot alike and have been in
how we got here? Okay.
Yeah. What do you mean that's how we got here? Yeah, that
just
is how we got here.
Trying to figure out how we got to Spielberg and then, yeah, okay. So anyway, so the story, though, that's hitting all of the gossip sites today, that which
make
the
sure you get to the
trending,
bottom line and the headline. That's what Victoria is all about.
Well,
yes?
Yeah, that's, you know, people who like information, they do like to get it. So, yeah, so the story that's out, I guess she gave a new interview saying that she was cast in A League of Their Own, and as soon as Madonna was cast, then she quit. And she said that she thought that Penny Marshall was just making the movie into kind of a goofy Elvis film, and it was all fluff, and she wanted it to be something more substantial. And so she was wrong.
Arrogant. She was sure wrong. That was, I mean, really and truly, that was a defining movie in lots of different ways. And not to mention the fact it was kind of fun. 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has taken responsibility for the collapse of Afghanistan and the swift takeover by the Taliban, America's sworn enemy. Quote, I am president of the United States and the buck stops with me. I am deeply saddened by the facts we now face, but I do not regret my decision to end America's war fighting in Afghanistan. End quote. Former CIA Director and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News says Biden's handling of the withdrawal has weakened the United States.
And I hope this administration comes to understand that apologizing, placating, appeasing, being weak only presents risks to American security.
At least 7 people were killed during the chaos at the Kabul airport on Monday after clinging onto a U.S. military transport that took off during the mayhem. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom's recall is underway. Golden State voters started to cast their ballots in the state's historical second-ever gubernatorial recall. California counties began sending out mail-in ballots on Monday. The election has been set to be held on September 14th. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners.
lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Former CIA Director and President Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News weighs in on the collapse of Afghanistan.
This was a terrible execution of an incredibly important mission. President Trump campaigned on and then for 4 years demanded that we find the path forward in Afghanistan where we got our young men and women home. It was the right path that we were headed down. We tried to work to try and find peace and reconciliation, but make no mistake about it, the Taliban knew. They knew that if they didn't do the things that we asked them to do, if they didn't honor their agreements, that they threatened an American, if they even so much as scared an American, that we would bring real cost. And we did that. We did it time and time again. We had drawn down from a bit over 15,000 to just over 2,500 by the time we departed. And we had managed to keep a stable place. We had managed to make sure we protected Americans. We had the embassy secured. We had all of the things that you've seen fall apart over the last 96 hours in a way that just reflects so poorly on all the blood and treasure and work that we have done for those 20 years. It didn't have to be this way. It is not about whether we got our folks out. President Biden spent a lot of time talking about that today. It was about the how we execute that and the failures that we'd had for all of these years. We had come to an understanding with our adversaries, the Taliban. We weren't about to recognize them. We weren't about to beg them to protect our embassy. We made clear these are the expectations. These are conditions that you have to meet. They hadn't met them, and so we were continuing to our work to get our boys and girls home, but we weren't about to allow what we've seen happen these last 96 hours happen on our watch.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Storytelling as artistes. That's where Jennifer is in Victoria. Jay's out today. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Thinking about our lives, I said something the last half hour about how lucky we were to be here, even though there are a lot of things that are not great. But is life here safe? Are there as many risks living here as there are in other places? I don't think so. What do you think, ladies? Less risk, more risk?
It depends on what you're talking, what kind of risk. I think I wake up every day really happy I live here and not somewhere else. I mean, maybe a woman trying to escape Afghanistan right now. I mean, there. Yes, our country has its flaws, but it is still one of the best places, I believe, to live
on. So let me ask you a question about that. Let's say you're a soldier who has been in harm's way in Afghanistan. How do you feel about what's going on right now? I was looking at some, you know, the
I whole talked to someone yesterday program. Who served in Afghanistan multiple tours, and they said that they felt like they had been punched in the gut. And I can understand. I mean, we spent $1 trillion on Afghanistan. We lost, I think, something like 2,500 people in Afghanistan.
At least.
That's, you know, unfortunately, when it ended like it did and so quickly, it makes you feel like that's all in vain. I mean, what was the whole point?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really sad. I was just, you know, I don't even know if we were on the air or off the air, but just watching these videos that are popping up now, people just running towards the airport because they're afraid. I mean, the Taliban's there. They're sitting in the presidential palace. And, you know, when it gets back to politics, if people make mistakes, this is a big one. But it's all in how you said something earlier. Well, what difference does it make now? Why armchair quarterback it? But one thing that I've seen this particular administration have problems with, and it makes me nuts because I went to school for messaging, right, for public relations. And what I mm-hmm. see are ultimate failures. And just not to relive things, but just to tell you contextually what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. no one really spent much time at the border until they were pushed into it. And then it looked like a haphazard effort, right? With COVID, they came out and said, we have to have 70% of the country vaccinated. By putting a number on it, they're setting themselves up for failure. These are just basic messaging mistakes. But what's happened this past weekend, while all of this was falling in Afghanistan, you had Joe Biden, who's at Camp David. The press is not with him. They have one image of him sitting in an empty conference room looking at pictures.
Yeah, I thought
but it
that was
revealed.
Stark.
Well, the clock is wrong. So most people believe that was a picture taken back in March because the time is not reflective of daylight savings time.
Well, you need somebody sharp enough in the PR department to notice that.
But this is the point. I mean, okay, so we are where we are today, but we need to have some strong messaging that says, what do we do? I mean, these people that are running for the airplanes, they were counting on us. We were their beacon of hope, and now we're just like, now we're running with our tail between our legs. It's just it's bad. And I guess Jen Psaki, the press secretary, is on vacation this week. I'm sorry
I'm not sorry at all, and you shouldn't be either. But whatever your point of view is, you don't have to be sorry for it.
If something like this happens, this is huge. You stop your vacation and you come back to work so that it looks like people are working on it. Even if you're scrambling behind the scenes, it doesn't look like anybody's in charge.
Here's what I want to know. I want to know how it is that these 15, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old Afghanistani kids get attracted to what is pretty much a life of crime and death.
Like a game.
Certain death for them. The average Taliban is dead at the age of 34. So,
you have to understand, first of all, and this is something that I think most Americans don't get because we live in a great country where this isn't always the case, but the ideology behind behind Islamic extremists is very clear. It is very strong. I mean, if you don't believe in a government, you don't believe in anything but what they believe, they're acting for God, right? There's nothing that you can do to shake that if people believe that they're committing these atrocities in God's name. And so that's number one. You have to understand the ideology. Number two, there is so much poverty that is being exploited by these things. It would be on a smaller scale the reason that people in inner cities continue to get involved with gangs, because it's a sense of belonging. It's a sense of survival. You're either on that team or you're on the other side, which means you're probably beheaded. So you jump into it that way. But we cannot undersell the ideology, because that's really the primary reason.
All right, so let's go back to COVID for a minute. I just saw something that made me cringe a little bit. The number of ICU nurses who are burned out because of what has been described as quote-unquote COVID hell. I'm reading a couple of different cases. People who, this one nurse says, I've given so much I can't keep going, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. And there are a lot of those stories around, frankly.
After last year, I think there was a statistic that one out of every three healthcare workers was changing industries because they couldn't take it anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's really
nurses
bad.
Nurses particularly, because they're getting the brunt, right? Mm-hmm. And then also, there were a bunch of rallies. I don't know if they made national attention, but we had a bunch of rallies in California over the weekend because every major hospital that's in California right now is requiring their nurses get vaccinated. And what's a surprising thing that not a lot of people talk about is that there's a large number of nurses and healthcare workers who are choosing not to get vaccinated, and those people are being fired. And so these rallies were saying, hey, we celebrated our healthcare workers all the way through the pandemic, and what did they do all that work for to just be fired from their job? Not really a great way to show appreciation. And so I don't know how much of a factor that's going to be across the country, but
hospitals can require vaccines the way any other company can.
But right now, usually when they have the way it was set up before, like flu shots would probably be the best thing because we've never had the COVID vaccine before. So flu shots, if you didn't get one, you had to wear a mask and you had to have a little button that indicated that you had the flu, or like a little sticker on your badge that indicated whether or not you had a flu shot. Now, with the COVID shot, they're actually firing people. And I'm not saying that they're outside of their rights to do that, but I'm saying it's pretty junky when you've had healthcare workers who worked all the way through a pandemic, did all the hard work, and as a reward, they're saying, well, you don't want to come to our way of thinking, we're going to knock you out and fire you. And, you know, it's unfortunate, I think, just putting people in that situation.
All right. Help me understand, again, the definition of the long COVID. Is that
those
having
are the symptoms
it?
That stay or that stick around after you're no longer contagious? Like they used to call it long haul. Now I guess I just call it
long haul. Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure the long haul, long COVID were the same thing.
Yeah, so they just call it long COVID now. And so that's like residual inflammation or brain fog, or some people have not.
But if you're vaccinated, you don't get this, right? If you're vaccinated,
that's what they're trying to figure out now.
Right. If you had COVID, you get it. I mean, you can get it, right? I mean, long haul symptoms you can get if you've had COVID. I don't think it's coming from the vaccination. It's coming from getting COVID. You can still get COVID vaccinated.
Yeah, but he's asking, though, if you have been vaccinated and you then get COVID as a breakthrough case, what are the chances of you developing long COVID symptoms? That is exactly what's being studied right now. They don't know the answer.
Okay. All right. So I'm glad I asked the question because a lot of people probably have that question. There's a lot of stuff we're all being educated when it comes to this, and we don't really know. I mean, I don't feel like I'm an expert.
Don't forget the mantra, mantra. Nobody knows anything about anything. Because that's kind of what we're learning.
Yeah, I guess that's some of that.
We all take our best guesses, right?
Yeah. There's the mask and the vaccine mandates and all that stuff. The divide that has come across America is perplexing, frankly. Jennifer, I haven't asked you about the fires and who's out. I think last week, toward the end of the week, we were talking about 700 or 800 people who have lost their homes, and all the hundreds and thousands of acres. The fire continues, or fires, I guess, plural. And so when does it stop? It seems to me that these fires in Northern California are going on and on. It's almost like what's left to burn?
Yeah, it's especially Northern California. That's been really, really hard. 1 million acres in total just from the fires that are burning right now. I guess officials said that the weather conditions have just made this so much worse. It's been very windy and very dry, and that is not helping at all. It basically kicks up firestorms. So if there's that dry wind that kicks up, it spreads the embers, and it makes it really
hard. How does that relate to the Santa Ana winds that are so well known and
The Santa Ana winds have not been an issue yet. They typically kick up around this time, however, like late summer, early fall is when the Santa Ana winds kick up. That's going to be a factor. The winds that they're getting are higher winds, and they tend to just blow, and you can blow embers for miles, which is kind of unbelievable. But when they are this unpredictable, they cause a really big problem for firefighters. So the Dixie Fire began on July the 14th. And they said that this smoke from the Dixie Fire has been plaguing
all over
huge parts of the country. My mom's in Grand Junction right now in Colorado. They've been having a really difficult time. The jet stream has been bringing a lot of smoke into Denver, into Grand Junction.
Yep.
She said they couldn't even sit outside last night because the smoke was so strong from these wildfires.
Yeah, it's really dangerous for people who have any kind of issues. And then there's a new reason to wear face coverings, right? If you have a mask on, does that protect you from the vagaries of the smoke and the ash and the things that are in the air?
I don't know the science of it. All I know is that last year when we were in the thick of the pandemic and I had to wear the mask going back and forth to work, and it was fire season, it was killing me because it would, you can still smell the smoke. I mean, it's still, think about it when you have a mask on your face, and if it's not an N95, if it's a cloth mask, you can still smell people smoking a cigarette. All of that still gets through. And I constantly, I mean, you're bringing back like a memory I'd forgotten. You just, having that smoke like just jammed by your face, it was really unnerving because it just felt like it was hanging there more. It was probably psychosomatic, but it just, it, I don't know. I don't know if maybe an N95 mask would probably be the way to go to make sure you're getting all the particles out, because I think with the cloth mask, you're still getting a lot of it.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. 46 after the hour here, a reminder about something new from the Stephan crew. How do you like that, ladies? A little poetry.
Poet?
Yes. The Zodiac Magic Podcasts. We are now in our fourth week. And the question that comes up among other discussions, should you avoid newspaper horoscopes? Ladies, do you look at your horoscopes? Do you look?
I haven't held a newspaper in I don't know how many years, well, so no.
Well, you can get that stuff online, too. Anyway, the question from some people.
By the way.
Yeah, wonder whether or not these things are useful or not. Can be fun. Laura Banks, who's the astrologer on Zodiac Magic, has some details about every single day this week and how it'll affect you, what the stars are doing, relationship-wise, work-wise, otherwise. So you can check it out every week if you would like, at your service. And also, psychic scout Mary O'Malley is on board talking about out-of-body experiences and the key to the stream of information that she gets from spirit. So if you're interested in things like this, Zodiac Magic is the podcast. You can find it at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. But it's all about things that'll help make your life better. 47 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, You don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program, my focus is on Calitrin. We are in the dog days of summer, so here touting out her best wares is Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us frequently from Calitrin. She's one of the spokespeople. She's somebody you can talk to on the phone. One of the great things, I think, Elizabeth, about Calitrin is that there are consultants there at Calitrin that can answer your questions. You always get a lot of questions, differences between Calitrin capsules and the liquid, how long should it take me to lose weight, how am I going to keep it off, all of that good stuff. So this is something that separates, one of the many things that separates Calitrin from other weight loss material, right?
That's exactly right. You know, we're not just a company saying, here's a product, good luck. We're a company that's saying, hey, we're here for you. We're going to do all we can to help you see results with this awesome product. Now, this product's been proven for 24 years. We've got people on staff who have been here for 24 years, and we are dedicated to helping you see the results. Now, like Doug said, you know, it's completely safe. It's all natural, drug-free, stimulant-free. Calitrin is different than everything else because it's not a quick-fix fad product. This is not a product that, you know, hey, I've got a wedding to go to next week. I need to drop 5 pounds, 10 pounds. It doesn't work like that. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate. So if you give it time to work, you're going to see the results with Calitrin. And it's really pretty easy, too. You take it right at bedtime once a day. You can either do 4 capsules or you can do 1 tablespoon of liquid. They both have the same huge success rate. It's really just a matter of preference. And then you let it do the work, and then you wake up, and side benefits in the first few weeks include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. We even have people tell us it's great for digestion. And then, of course, over time, you're going to start seeing the inch loss and the pound loss. So it is proven for weight loss. It is proven for side benefits, and it is proven safe.
Each week at TopLoss.com, you have a spotlight on a person who has been ultimately very successful telling the story about how she got started, decided to lose weight in this particular case. But most of them have a similar story in that they start with the same ideas. Don't you? I know you talk to some of the clients when they have questions. What's the biggest, you know, when you get right down to brass tacks, what's the biggest concern people have when they call you that you have to quell?
Well, a lot of the time is it safe with medications? Because, you know, a lot of people are on medications, maybe heart medicine, maybe blood sugar medicine, blood pressure medicine, and you have to be really careful about what you put into your body when you're taking those medications because it can interfere, interact with those. But with Calitrin, you don't have to worry at all. Calitrin does not have anything in it that would interfere with any medications. It does not interfere or affect those at all. And it's really actually recommended by a lot of doctors. We have doctors who recommend it, doctors that take it, the same thing with nurses. So it's really more of a health supplement that just helps your body lose weight, too. So it is different than everything else out there, as far as I know, for weight loss.
One of the things I like, not only can you call somebody there, you go to toploss.com, there's a number, call for a consultant, you can send an email as well. You have a lot of people. Are most of them women? Most of the people that talk to folks and sort of help them through, are they women? I think, for me, I'd rather talk to a woman about something like this. I don't know who's there.
On our staff, we do have more women on our staff than we do men. Most of our Calitrin consultants are, in fact, women. We've got some that have medical field backgrounds. You know, they've worked in doctor's offices. They've worked with doctors and stuff before. So we try to keep our staff, you know, just really highly qualified. But we do have some men on staff, too, and they're very helpful also. It's fun in our office where we're at to have, you know, a mix of both.
Oh, sure.
But yes, we do have more women than we do men.
All right, let's talk a few seconds about the deal right now that's going on to buy the capsules or the liquid. What are we doing to bring people into the roundhouse?
Right now, we've got our huge special. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. I know this is the one that a lot of people wait for. It's unlimited, too, so if you want to buy four, get four, buy ten, get ten. It is on the capsules and the liquid, and if you wanted to do a mix of both, we can do that by phone, too, so you can call us. If you wanted to do some capsules, some liquid, maybe you're splitting with a friend, or maybe you just want to try out both, you can call us and we can set that up by phone, too.
Check it out.
Our website is toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. And our phone number is 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Use the code DJV, amongst other things, for free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Weight loss, the easy, stimulant-free, drug-free way. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.